بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in the last verse that we had recited yesterday, we learnt that from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will always be one group that will remain steadfast upon haqq, upon truth, and they will continue to abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will continue guiding others by means of the truth, by means of the Quran and Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and help will be with this group. Now moving forward, Allah speaks about the opposite group, those who reject totally the verses of Allah, and they choose to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah speaks about how He gives this group or these people rope to hang themselves with. How Allah grants them respite, and Allah leads them on without them realizing. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those who reject our verses, we gradually lead them on in such a way that they do not perceive, they do not realize. This word that is used, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ استدراج, refers to very slowly going from one step to the next. When a young child, a baby that is learning to walk, begins to take his first steps, the steps are very close to one another. He does not move his feet very far. Then we say, daraja sabi, this young child, daraja, the very same root words are used. He has taken small steps. So Allah says, we will gradually, very slowly lead them on, take them from one level to the next, to the next. And what is meant by this, Mufassirin mentioned, that each time a person breaks the command of Allah and he does not make tawbah, then when Allah wants this person to, or Allah wants to punish this person, then Allah will open up doors of prosperity for him. Allah will make things easy for him. Allah will open up what he thinks is barakah and blessings in his life. And this will be done very gradually. Each time he breaks the command of Allah, slowly one door will open for him. Again he breaks the next command of Allah, the next door opens for him. And he sees as though his life is moving smoothly. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ Allah says, I am only granting respite to them. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ Verily, my plan is very strong. In other words, this person does not even realize. And before he knows, he looks back and he sees how far he has gone. And when he reaches a certain point, now Allah's punishment, Allah's azab comes upon this person. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding those who reject and those who disobey Him, is that Allah will now, when they do not make tawbah, they do not turn back to Allah, then Allah will cause this to happen. Their life opens up for them. Eventually, adab and punishment will come and destroy them completely. Now Allah addresses the people of Makkah, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا That have they not pondered, have they not reflected, مَا بِصَاحِبِهِمْ مِنْ جِنَّةِ Their companion, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not insane in any way. They would accuse Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and say, إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ You are an insane person, you have lost your mind, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ So Allah says, have they not pondered and realized that their companion is not insane? In other words, if they have to look into his life, they will realize that his entire life has been one of integrity, of honesty, of truthfulness, and he has not ever displayed any tendencies of insanity. He has always made rational decisions, he has always helped them, he has always been of benefit to them. So now it does not make sense for them to call him insane, to say he has lost his mind. And here also we find the very beautiful way in which Quran teaches us to respond to people. Somebody has insulted me or called me something or tries to disgrace me in some way. So rather than insulting him back or responding in a likewise manner, rather Allah just sets the record straight. Their companion is not insane. That is it. Just to correct the incorrect statement, and leave it at that. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ He is just a clear warner. That is all he has come to do, to warn you that if you do these things, then you will face the azab and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Now Allah says, have they not looked at the kingdom of the skies and the earth? وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ And all those things which Allah has created. And وَأَنْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ أَجَلُهُمْ And have they not then realized that perhaps their appointed time to leave has come very close? So Allah says that an intelligent person looks at the skies and the earth. He looks at the creation of Allah. And when he looks at these things, he sees the temporary nature of these things. He sees that the plants that were there have now withered away and died. He sees that the things around him, human beings, his family members, friends, who were once living, talking, walking, they also have left this world. And he takes a sign from this, that my appointed time also is coming close. And perhaps I also will have to leave very soon. So they look at all of these creations of Allah, and this realization dawns upon them. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ Now Allah says that if they do not want to believe in the Quran, then in which word after it will they believe? If they're not going to accept this book, which is a miracle, every word, every letter is a miracle, and the teachings of the Quran are miracles, and they still do not want to accept, then what are they going to accept after this? مَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ Allah says, that person who Allah leads astray, then there is no one that can guide him. وَيَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ And he leaves them, Allah leaves them to wander around aimlessly, يَعْمَهُونَ They're just moving to the right, to the left. They have no purpose, no objective. فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ And they continue in their transgression. Allah allows them to continue. Allah grants them respite. But there is no real hope for these people. Ultimately, eventually, they will meet their end and they will meet their destruction. So we find great advices in these particular verses, especially for us to look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find many verses of the Quran where Allah exhorts us that look at the skies, look at the earth, look at the planets, look at the stars, look at your own body, and look at all of these marvelous creations of Allah, and use this to understand the power and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take a lesson that soon your life will come to an end also. That is why they mention that every day with the sun set, this is giving us a warning that your life, the sun of your life will also set. Just as the sun sets in this world, and we find when the sun sets, everything becomes dark, the curtains begin to close, the engines turn off, the roads become quiet, the offices are closed, businesses are closed, everything comes to a standstill. The roads are now empty. And then when the sun rises once again, we find everything comes back to life. The curtains are being opened, and the people are stirring in their beds, and then there is noise, the roads become busy, shops are opened, businesses are opened. So this is a sign that with the sun set, this is how a person's life will come to an end. And with the sun rise, this is how resurrection will take place. Allah will raise everyone once again, and they will have to stand before Him. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.